Growing up on a farm, you naturally just saw a lot of little critters being born. You know, there were calves and pigs and kittens and the puppies. But there is nothing that compares to witnessing the birth of a child. It just takes your breath away. I've been privileged to witness the birth of four children, two babies in natural birth and a set of twins by a C-section. When they take their first breath, when you hold a newborn in your hands and you just marvel, how can something so complex and so fragile have come to be? It's just the mystery of that life. Or if you ever looked up at the sky in a really open night, a clear night, and looked at, just millions of stars and just wondered, how do they all hold in place? Or just simply planted a seed or a little bulb in the ground and then waited till months or days later when that sprout comes up through the soil and life begins. Or sat back and wonder about the mystery of all mysteries, human relationships. I just don't get them. Science might explain some of it, and human psychology might make a stab at it. Logic can try to clarify it, but in the end, so much of life remains just a mystery. And all we can do is just sit back and marvel at it. Just admit it's a mystery. And if you can do that, then you are well on your way of wrapping your head around this feast of the Holy Trinity. Because the truth is, you can't. We just can't. It took over 300 years of pondering and praying and discussion among the mothers and fathers of the early church before they could even articulate the Trinity in the creedal formula that we know today of one God, three persons, consubstantial. And for 2,000 years since, we've been trying to come up with images of that, or poetry or art that might capture what that means for God to exist as separate beings, but as one, their unity in substance and their equality in majesty. See, the purpose of this Feast of the Holy Trinity today, nestled in the beginning of ordinary time, has never been meant to help us understand the Trinity, but to admit that we can't. We can't. All we can do is ponder the mystery of it and be okay with that. To pause in the wonder of it all and to remember, we're never really going to get it. Because when we are held in the mystery, we will be reminded again that the existence of God and our understanding of God are two separate things. That God's existence does not depend upon our understanding. And then in that mystery, we will just be drawn closer and closer to this grand and glorious presence of the Holy. And ascend to that faith that doesn't require science or logic or even theology in some ways, because we're just drawn to his love. To be able to stand before that mystery of God and to realize that we are loved. And then all we can do is like Moses did, is bow to the ground in worship, or as we do, to stand.